Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
It is our month of mantles and missions. Amen. And today we are observing the Palm Sunday. Amen. Did you come to church with your palm leaves? You didn't bring? Okay. You brought some. Can you wave it? All right. Hallelujah. And I think throughout this month, we are looking at the theme, mantles and mission. And today being a Palm Sunday, we want to look at a theme, the triumphal entry. Praise be to God. It is my prayer that as we observe the Palm Sunday, any level you must enter before this year will be over, I pray that the power of God will take you there. I say the power of God will take you there. Luke chapter 19, 29 to 40. It's quite a lengthy read, so I need you to pay rapt attention. Luke 19, 29 to 40. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and it came to pass when he is referring to Jesus, when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you losing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he has said to them. But as they were losing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you losing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Tell your neighbor, God has need of you. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitudes of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they have seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if this should keep silent, the stones will immediately cry out. Shout the triumphal entry. Hallelujah. Now, the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem was so significant, so much so that the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, took record of that historic event. When you are a student of the Bible, you realize that it is not every account of Jesus, it's not every activity of Jesus that these four Gospels have recorded. Because there are some things that Jesus did. John will talk about it, but Matthew will be silent on it. Mark may talk about it, but Luke may be silent on it. Like the first miracle Jesus made when he came on earth and started his earthly ministry, where he turned water into wine, John recorded it, but the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they were quiet about that miracle. Is somebody still there with me? The miracle Jesus performed where the widow's son was brought back to life, when they were going to bury that only son of that woman. After her husband died, the son also died. And when they were going to bury the son, they met Jesus at the gate, the city gate called Nain. And Jesus brought him back to life. It was recorded by Luke. John didn't record it. Mark didn't record it. Matthew didn't record it. Is somebody with me? But the triumphal entry is one account that all the four gospels recorded to establish and reveal the lordship of Jesus on the earth. To make a statement that everything that has breath belongs to the Lord. Is somebody hearing me at all? If God will make demands of you, no matter who you are, there is nothing under the sun that can stop God. In Luke chapter 12 from verse 16, the Bible spoke about a rich man whose earth produced much result, much harvest. And the rich man said, I have a lot to enjoy. What should I do? I have to bring down my old warehouse and build a bigger one. And so he saved all his harvest. And the Bible said that same night, God spoke to him and said, you fool. Tonight I am demanding your life. With who will you put all those harvests? It means that when the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, makes a demand, there is nobody that can stop him. That same night, the rich man died. Is somebody with me? When God makes a demand, because he is the Lord of Lords, nobody can question him. Hallelujah. Psalm 24 verse 1. The Bible said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Which means everything that is on the earth, it belongs to God. He said, the world and those who dwell therein. Hallelujah. Everything in this life belongs to God. Everything that has breath belongs to God. And you have a Lord and his name is Jesus. Is somebody hearing me? His name is Jesus. When he makes a demand, nobody can stop him. It takes the Lord to promote one and bring one low. It takes the Lord to make one first and make the other last. But this morning, I came with the good news that God is about to promote you. God is about to show you his kindness. God is about to open more doors for you in this life. In the mighty name of Jesus. If I'm talking to you, come on, shout a living amen. When the Lord speaks about your situation, it is the final say. The Bible said, what do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end, and affliction shall not rise up a second time. I know you have been troubled. I know you have been afflicted. But hear the good news. God is about to bring an end to every affliction in your life, to every pain in your life. God is about to give somebody a second chance. If I am talking to you, come on, shout a living amen. Hallelujah. This time around, affliction will not get repeated. But this time around, you'll be celebrated. I don't know that sickness the doctors have diagnosed you, but God is about to heal somebody this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When Jesus approached Jerusalem with his disciples, the scripture we read said he sent two people into a village opposite them. Then he said, when you enter into that village, you see a donkey tied. And when you read the account from Matthew, Matthew will tell you that though the donkey was tied, its coat or the baby donkey was with the mother. And Jesus said, loose the donkey and bring them to me. If anyone asks you, tell the person the Lord has need of it. Is somebody hearing me? As long as mama donkey is tied, baby donkey is going nowhere. The baby donkey was not tied. It's only the mother that is tied. Hello? And it's tied where? In the village. The donkey is needed in the city, but it is tied up in the village. I came to let you know that anything of yours that the enemy has kept in the village, God is about to untie you. A sign that you have encountered Jesus is that even if you are bound, he will set you free. I say, if you are bound, he will set you free. Some people are bound with addiction. Some people are bound with sleeplessness. But I see the power of God loosing people this morning. God is about to set you free. A sign that you have encountered Jesus is that if you are bound, he will set you free. I prophesy into your life. May God set you free this morning. May God set you free from every harassment of the devil. In the name of Jesus, come on, shout a living amen. When you encounter Jesus, a sign will be that he has set you free. I don't know the captivity people are suffering in your family, but by virtue of today's service, God is setting somebody free. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on, shout a living amen. Hallelujah. The donkey is needed in the city, but it was tied in the village. I sense in my spirit that somebody will share a good testimony. Somebody is about to share another testimony. Hallelujah. There are many of you, your businesses are going nowhere because you have been tied up. As long as Mama Donkey is tied, the baby is going nowhere. Because the baby can go as far as the mother can go. There are some families, the children don't go far because the parents are tied up. I came to declare your freedom today. The Bible says, what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He said, once the Lord has spoken, twice I have heard that all power belongs to God. I came to speak into your destiny that whatever thing the enemy has done, we undo it. I say we undo it. I say we undo it in the name of Jesus. This morning we lose your financial destiny. We lose your marital destiny. We lose your destiny to move forward in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, clap your hands and celebrate God. Hallelujah. Are you still there? He said, should anyone ask you, why are you losing the donkey? Tell them, the Lord has need of it. It means that in every village there are doorkeepers and gatekeepers. Hello? There are many of you, when your deliverance will come, when God will send a rescuer, when God will send a destiny helper, there are satanic beings that question their authority. Hello? That's how come many of you, when good people will come into your life, before long they leave you. Because there is a voice in your life. There is somebody the enemy has planted around you to always speak your bad deeds to them. Is somebody there with me at all? So he said, when anyone asks you, say the Lord. Once they said the Lord has need of it, there was no room for argument anymore. I hear the voice of God over your situation. I hear the voice of God over your career. I hear the voice of God over your family. And I see a liberation for you and your family. When you shout amen, grace will locate you. Hallelujah. Are you still there? This morning I came with a command of God in my mouth that you will be free indeed. The Bible says, if the Son of Man shall set you free, you will be free indeed. Praise the name of the living God. A donkey no one ever sat on. That was Jesus' prescription for the deliverance. So you find a donkey that nobody has sat on. A donkey that no one has sat on is a donkey that is not wild. It's a very calm and gentle animal when no one sits on it. A donkey that is wild is a donkey that has ever been ridden. Hello? There are many of you, you are very quiet. You are very calm. You are very gentle. But hear me, being gentle alone in life is not enough. You need the protection of God. This week I was talking to a lady and her brother-in-law. And they were talking about how wonderful their mom was when she was alive. Say, my mom is a good woman. She helps people. My mom bought land for people, took people to school. Say, Pastor, we enjoy certain privileges because our mom did good to many people, but she died too early. And I said to them, it's not enough to be good. It's not enough to be good. You need the protection of God in your life. Is somebody hearing me at all? You need what? The protection of God in your life. The donkey was a calm donkey, gentle donkey. No one has ridden. It's not wild, but it is tied down. It took the command of God to make the donkey leave the village to come to the city. I declare that your impact in life, you will not be a local champion. I say you will not be a local champion. You have a global influence. May you receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus chose the donkey. You see, what a man rides is a reflection of what is in his heart. Hello? You know, when you see kings riding camels, riding horses and elephants, they are sending a message to other people. You know, a horse, a camel, and an elephant, we call them military animals. They are combatant animals. And when you see someone riding a horse, he's telling them to have control and mastery over you. But Jesus did not choose a horse. He did not choose an elephant. He did not choose a camel. He chose a donkey. A donkey is an animal that represents service. Hello? It's an animal that represents sacrifice. It's an animal that represents humility. It's an animal that represents what? Peace. Praise the name of the living God. He said, I came and I'm riding on a donkey to tell you that I've come to make peace between you and God. Is somebody there with me at all? Without Jesus, you know no peace. Hello? There is no peace out there in the world, but peace is in Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering. He chose a donkey to make a statement that I'm a man of peace. I'm a man of sacrifice. I'm a man of humility. I'm a man of service. I did not come to exert upon you, but I came to demonstrate peace in your life. I declare over your life, anyone who is experiencing chaos, experiencing difficulty, may the peace of God come into your life. May the peace of God be made manifest in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, shout amen. So when the donkey was brought to Jesus, the Bible says the disciples put their outer garment on the donkey. And Jesus sat on the donkey. And the people began to rejoice. People now put their clothes on the ground. Some took palm leaves and put it in the way of the donkey. You know, a palm tree signified the capacity to flourish in life. You know, the palm tree is that tree that in every season of life, it is evergreen. Are you hearing me at all? As we observe the Palm Sunday, God is imparting to you a grace to have an evergreen life. You are not hearing me. God is imparting a grace to you for you to have what? An evergreen life. There are some people, they do well when it's a rainy season in Ghana. But when it's the dry season, they become dry. There's some people that do well when the economy is good. But when the economy, there are a lot of crises, then they are in trouble. But the Lord said, in good times or in bad times, you will have an evergreen life. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, during the dry season, you see the leaves of many trees withering and falling off. But the palm trees can't pay. It takes root downwards and bear fruit upwards. In all the seasons of life, you will flourish. I say you will do well. I say you will flourish. As you observe this Palm Sunday, I prophesy over your life. Receive capacity to flourish on every side. In the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 92 verse 12. The Bible said the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Oh, glory be to God. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like cedar in Lebanon. Praise the name of the living God. You know, this is the season where God is going to call you into a life to flourish. Hallelujah. You will flourish. Touch your name and say, you will flourish. You will flourish. You know, to flourish, you must observe or delight in the law of the Lord. You must delight in the word of God. It shocks me that today's Christianity, people can remember prophecies that are given to even other people. They don't only remember prophecy. They don't have a book of prophecy. You know, in their book, they've written on the 17th of July, 2019, a man of God spoke this word into my life. It is good. They even remember the prophecy of other people, but they don't remember one word, one scripture from the Bible. Hello? If you ever flourish, mama, it's not a prophet shaking and telling you that a witch is in your house. A witch is in your house. Once the deliverance is granted, you are not yet flourishing. You need the word of God in your spirit to flourish. Are you hearing me? You are having a sleepless night because a demon is afflicting you. Once prayers are offered and the demon backs off, it does not guarantee a flourishing or the capacity to flourish. But for you to flourish, you need the word of God in your life. Psalm 1 from verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bring forth fruit in his season. Is somebody hearing me? Tell somebody, you have a season to bear fruit. Tell me, this is your season to begin to bear fruit. He said, whose leaves will not wither. Then he says, whatever he does, he shall what? Prosper. Give the Lord a clap of him. To prosper, to flourish in life, is a byproduct of God's word in your spirit. Hello? Are you still there? I admit that we are in a very dire moment as a nation, even as a continent. Things have become very difficult for many people. The economic crisis, I mean, it's just going bad every day. But there's an exemption. Hello? When everything was dark in Egypt, in Goshen, there was light. It is in this season that God is about to flex his muscles to prove himself that he's indeed your God. Is somebody hearing me at all? I see somebody flourishing after today. God will cause you to prosper after today. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands and celebrate God. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 to 8. Praise the name of the living God. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. How can you trust in the Lord when you don't know his word? There are people, they trust in the doctor, it is good. They trust in the lecturer, it is good. They even trust in their architects, so that when he builds a house, they feel comfortable to sleep at night, not being afraid that the roof will collapse on them. They trust in their architects. Hello? You sleeping in your house, you give money to somebody to build you a house. Whether one of the screws are off, you have no idea. But you trust that when you sleep under that roof, it will not collapse on you. Hello? Then he said, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. Verse 8. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. I see somebody about to spread. I say you are about to spread. It is sad that you are managing one business, but God is going to cause you to spread into other nations. You're not hearing me. I say you spread into other nations. Touch on them. I say it's time to spread, spread, spread. Glory be to God. We spread out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. Hello? It's not only cold moment we have. There's also a heat moment. Bible says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter will never cease. Are you there? Many times when heat is coming, many people are afraid because they have no investment anywhere. they have no business anywhere. But the Bible said, when you trust in the Lord, he will cause you to be like a tree planted by resources, by waters. You will spread, then he said, you will not be afraid when heat comes, but its leaf will be green. Touch your neighbor and say, evergreen life, evergreen life, evergreen life. I will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Lift up your right hand. I prophesy into your life that from this moment, you will bear much fruit. You will yield much results. You will be productive. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and celebrate God. Oh, hallelujah. It is during the triumphal entry into Jerusalem that Jesus publicly acknowledged his messianic status as a king who has come to deliver his people from the powers of darkness. Are you still in church? The multitude rejoiced, the Bible said, and praised God in a loud voice for all the mighty works they have seen, saying, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Jesus, people of God, is our King. And he reigns forevermore. come on now. His kingdom knows no end. And in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Doors and gates are open for us in life because Jesus is our King. Is somebody there with me at all? From today, I see strange doors opening for you. Doors you have been knocking on these years and they are refusing to open. Because of this service, I see sad doors opening for you. I said they shall open for you. Many of you are praying for a marital door to open. You are believing God for a traveling door to open. You are believing God for a business door to open. You are praying for a contract to just go through for you. I pray in the name of Jesus that any door you have been knocking on, may that door open for you in the name of Jesus. May that door open for you in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting door, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I see doors opening for you in the mighty name of God. Give the Lord a clap offering. It is important to mention that when Jesus was celebrated, when everybody was talking good about Jesus, that this man is a good man. We saw him heal the sick. He raised the dead. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And Jesus was on a donkey. The multitude were singing his praise. The Bible said there were a group of people who were not happy about what is going on. I want to tell you that the fact that people are singing your praise does not mean that some people who don't like you. Hello? Everybody, this man is a good man. That is Jesus, the Son of God. But there are some people, they were not comfortable about the fact that Jesus was a center of celebration. But whether the devil likes it or not, you'll be celebrated this year. Your achievement will be celebrated. So the Bible said that Pharisees came and said, "Sir, rebuke your disciples to keep silent." Do you know that there are some people, they want to have it that year to year, you keep your mouth shut? That you can't even clap your hands and celebrate God? That you cannot sing the praise of God? I came to tell the devil it's too late. Because whether he likes it or not, we're going to sing the praise of God. We're going to, I don't know whether you are in church. We will celebrate, we will jubilate, we will clap our hands, we will dance. Somebody come and shout yes. Let for the devil alone. You should put your 2 hands on your head and keep wailing. Because all doors are shut. But the devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. God said, "I know the thought I have towards you. Not thought of evil, but to give you a future and an expected end. I see that the days coming are better than the days you have spent. I see new doors opening for you. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. May that be your portion in Jesus' name." So they come and say, "Tell him or tell them to keep silent." And Jesus said, "If this one keeps silent, the stones will immediately cry out." In other words, God has a master plan. When plan A doesn't work, he has a backup plan. Oh, you are not ready. Hello? The devil thought that he has shut one door, but God is about to give you a double door. If they keep silent, the stones will immediately cry out. To the Pharisees, they think that it's only the multitudes that can celebrate God. But God is just opening their eyes that even stones can magnify his name. Because he is the Lord of hosts. He can make anything to happen. I prophesy over your life. May new doors open for you. I say may new doors open for you. The devil may have taken your honor, but may God give you double honor. May God give you double honor. The devil may have spoiled a relationship you are with a good man, with a good woman. May God bring new people into your life. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands. Celebrate God in the house. I tell you that if this should keep silent, the stones will immediately, not tomorrow, not next week, touch your name and say, "You can't shut my doors. God has a plan B working for me." Oh, come on. Say, "You can't shut me. You are too small to shut my doors. Because God has a plan B for my life." Oh, come on. Celebrate God in the house. Hallelujah. I came to let you know this is your time for mercy, and God is showing you mercy. This is the time God is showing you favor. This is your time for people to gather, and you shall be the center for celebration. Do you know there's going to be a party in your house, and people will see you there, and they think that you've been invited like usual. Say, I'm the reason every other person is gathered over here. You don't believe the word of God. I say, you will be the center of celebration. Those who mock at you will come. So they invited you to. When did they invite you? So they gave my invite last week. So no, I am the reason you came. Oh yes. I'm the reason you are dressed in white. This time around you will celebrate me. Oh, may that be your portion. Give the Lord a clap offering. Are you still in church? So despite opposition, despite people did not approve the celebration of Jesus, but God still set a table before him in the presence of his enemies. Is somebody here with me at all? I see God setting a table before you, before your mockers, in the name of Jesus. The Pharisee says, what's all the shouting for? Why is everybody shouting? Why is everybody shouting? Keep quiet. Tell them to keep quiet. But it's just time for celebration. I came to let you, it is time for your lifting. Give the Lord a clap offering. I want you to know this morning that nothing can be able to stop you from moving forward. I want you to know you are a child of God, and the hand of God will perfect everything that concerns you. Say amen. The Bible says something in Romans chapter 8 verse 35. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Then he said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or nakedness or peril or sword? Then verse 37 says, he said, yet in all these things, we are more than what? Through him that has loved us. The next verse says, therefore I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. Is somebody there? Nor things present, nor things to come, nor any created thing, nor height, nor death can separate us from the love of God. I want you to know that the love of God that has started a journey with you, it will lead you to the finish line. Your amen is weak for me. Jesus was to enter into Jerusalem to fulfill a divine assignment of dying for our sins. You also have a Jerusalem to manifest at. You also go to your Jerusalem, not to die for the sins of the nation, but there's a divine assignment on your life. There is a place you must manifest in order to carry out your assignment. I pray for you, anywhere you must be. Some of you, God must change your job. Hello? Some of you, God must expose you to different set of people. Anywhere you must be for your assignment to be made manifested. I pray for that divine shift. May the hand of God take you there. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, clap your hands. I need you to bow down your heads and tell God, God, like you took Jesus to Jerusalem, even in the midst of hostility, take me to my Jerusalem. Take me to my Jerusalem. Somebody pray to God. Tell God, I'm entering my Jerusalem to fulfill my assignment. A new experience. A shift in my life. Go ahead and pray.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International. for more updates or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you. So now